Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Saturday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections. Don't mind her voice tonight. She still sounds good on radio. Ladies, you like that? Good voice, strong enough. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections, and I am Dawn Reiss, and I am so excited. We have got a powerhouse show today. We've got beauty queens from the World Tourism Pageant, reporters. We have a film director. We have a mogul, and I would say the media entertainment industry on the line in a few minutes. And Denise, my co-host,
I'm
has
here.
Yes, she has a radio show. Say hello. Yeah,
hello. How are you? Smooches.
Niecy P.
Oh, I love it when he does that.
Now, Denise, tell us about your radio show where they can tune in.
Well, you can tune in. You can go to live365.com and look for The Inner Sanctum, and you will hear all genres of music. We're talking R&B. We're talking jazz. We're talking hip-hop. So it's just really cool. You guys have to tune in and listen to me. And send me a shout-out at dreammaster425@yahoo.com. And that's dreammaster425@yahoo.com.
All right. And also, we have our beauty queen reporter next to us. Tell everybody your name and what you've been doing.
My name is Mariana Tigado, and I'm your international role model for Royal International Miss. And I'm a reporter in training for Dawn Reiss.
That's right. You've already done some red carpet events for the Tampa Bay Film Society.
What is he, like 12 going on 22? I mean, that's professional right there. You got to love that. Great job.
I know. And we also have Carrie all the way from Michigan.
Hello. This is Carrie O'Gorman, your world's Mrs. Great Lakes Tourism 2018.
That's right. And we're going to come back to Carrie in a second. And also, Joel, say hello to everybody.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
That's right. He is the king of the movie industry in this area.
Wow. So the
much.
King.
The king.
The king is
that's
in
what,
the building.
That's what Ellen said.
Well, I got that name from the alternative cinema in 1996, King of the B movies, because all the movies, I did six movies in 1 year.
Ooh,
and I've
wow.
done over 151 now, probably closer to 200. But
wow.
Some
wow.
B movies we
that
know.
So
I want to hear.
Get a cool name, hang on to it. If it's the King of Crap, lose that one. But King of the B movies is okay.
Now, that's, some of these B movies, what kind of B movies that people would know?
We're going to come back. That's why we want everyone to stay tuned. In about 15 minutes, we're going to have Joel on with the whole hour with us, Peter. And also, I know we have Eric on the line. He's our first VIP guest. He's supposed to be calling in. Hopefully, he'll know. And if not, that's okay. And he is like the mogul of media.
Wow.
So in the meantime, while I'm texting him, Carrie, you have had an experience. You're one of our reporters for the World Tourism Pageant System. What has the media industry done for you since I've worked with you so far?
Well, I have to say I have had a whirlwind of the last couple of months. I have done a lot of reporting back home in Michigan in Sault Ste. Marie, but I decided to take a tour of Florida this week, and I have had the honor of interviewing Joel Weinkoop, who is here with us tonight, and I've been on the tropics boat tours, and I've been to Marineland. I was able to go into Ripley's Believe It or Not and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium and see Winter today.
Wow.
Super cool. You know, first I have to ask you if you have the tropics website, and tell us, did you see any dolphins?
Yes, we did see dolphins on the boat tour. Their website is www.thetropicsboattours.com.
That's right. And so it was a fun cruise. It was about an hour and a half.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
And then you went up to St. Augustine. And tell us about Marineland up there. I've never been there.
Oh, Marineland was spectacular. I got a personal tour, and they had an educational group there, a school group there, which they do a lot of. And so I didn't get to be up at close and in person with the dolphins, but I did get a couple of really good pictures. And
pictures, my God, no, this one can go viral. I want to tell you, I posted it. That was the best ever photo of a dolphin. I've never seen that could go postcard viral. I'm not kidding you.
That was with my cell phone.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait till you see it. Amazing.
That is so cool.
Amazing. And also, while we're waiting for our VIP guests, we're going to put the headsets over to Joel, and we're going to come back to Carrie in just a minute. And we're going to, actually, it's sharing day today. So
okay.
Here we go. And so are you ready, Denise, to ask them some
ready.
Questions? All right. So, Joel, tell us where people can go to your website. And, you know, you said there were some things that you'd like to talk about, you know, what you're doing in film and TV, because people watch my show and they say, okay, this is Hollywood Connections. I want to be connected to Joel. I want to be in his next movie. Or this little girl's an actress here and she's really good.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us the process of what you look for talent.
Well, a lot of times I write stuff and I'll just go to my personal files and I'll pull in the people I know right away. I'll say, like, let me get Ken Anthony here. Let me get James Knowlton here. But occasionally I will still do a casting. And if I do a cast, like the last casting I did with that, we got a young boy who's 8 years old, John Humphreys. And as soon as I saw him deliver he didn't even get through the script. He did the first lines, and I turned to Ellen, who was there with me, and I said, I want that kid in my movie. And that's how we got the part in Nakota that John Humphreys got, which is really, he's a kid. He's 8 years old and goes around the whole country doing a lot of these seminars and stuff for an 8-year-old kid, and had a book release. So pretty cool to work with someone that's so, you know, got something up and coming. But yeah, for a lot of my stuff is really quick, where people put hours and hours and years into production. I'm like 15 minutes. I'm calling somebody and go, let's shoot tomorrow. And it just depends on what I'm doing. If it might be a horror movie, or it might be an action or a comedy or martial arts, it just depends. And then whoever fits into that realm, whether I do a casting or I just reach out to people I know and go, hey, do you want to be a part of this? This is what I'm doing.
So you said you did 8 movies in a time span?
It was 6 movies in 1996. I think that's, I can't remember what they were, but it was mostly the Alien Agenda series. I think I did 3 of those. And Addicted to Murder 1 and 2, I think, and something else in 96. But we started basically, I started in the 70s with Super 8. In 84, my partner and I did Twisted Illusions. And then in 85, we got $1 million, or roughly $1 million, to do Truth or Dare Critical Madness. And then after that, we just kept doing movies. Then we did Killing Spree, and then I did Lost Faith, and then Wicked Games, Creep, Screaming for Sanity, all the Alien Agenda movies, the 2 Dirty Cop movies. Then I moved over to Tampa, and that, for me, that kind of really opened up my world, because then I was pretty much working for every filmmaker over here in the Tampa area.
Wow.
And from that, then that spread out to, I was in Indiana, New York, Kentucky, Iowa, Massachusetts, different states around the country, shooting movies and doing movies. So now it's same thing now. I'm still making movies, and I've got a comic book released, and my magazine, Rising Stars Magazine, and shooting my own television commercials, doing appearances. Like, I'll be at the Daytona Comic Book Beach Convention, will be coming up soon, and Tampa Bay Screams. And then I do personal appearances. Like, I'll be at the Discount Box. It's a clothing and apparel store, but they asked me if I would do an appearance, and I said, sure, of course.
Okay,
if you want me
so
here, yeah.
You had all this, it's such a quick turnaround. How do you get all these cast members for the different parts of the movies?
Well, like I said, if I'm looking for somebody, the first thing I do is who are the actors I can trust.
Okay.
So, my first pick is my good friend Anthony Wayne. I'll always go to him first and go, okay, I need you. Now I need someone else, and then I'll probably go to somebody like James Knowlton, who I know that first of all is personable. He's going to show up on set. He can do what I ask him to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I can run him into a tree, and you know, he's like, give me a minute to get my breath. Okay, run me into the tree again, wow. Joel. Ken Anthony is a good friend of mine. I would always go to him. So it's, and I hate to sound like the old typical Hollywood in the 50s because they were always like, oh, we're always trying to cast our buddies. But sometimes your buddies are the best. Mm-hmm. And they know what you want, and they can act is just a plus. But if it anything more than that, what I got to start going on to the outer scope of my cast of people that I already have mm-hmm. in my filing cabinet. I'm so 1970s. I have a filing cabinet. If I have to go outside of that, then I would do like a casting. I might say on Facebook, I might say like, hey, I'm looking to do this. Who wants to get involved? And then my other one would be, that's when I just set up an actual casting at whether it's a hotel, you know, restaurant, whatever, library, whatever I can get where it's big enough where we can have some people come in and actually do a reading. A lot of times I don't do that because it's just quicker for me. Like my last one, I did a short for the Action Film Challenge for Dan Brienza. It was very quick for me to just to say, I'm doing Dead End. I want James Knowlton. I want Anthony Wayne. I want Ken Anthony. I want Kelly Helen Thompson. My wife, I'll have her and do a role in there. And then by the time I got done, I didn't need to go outside because that's all the people I needed. I needed 8 or 10 people.
Right.
And then a cool thing is when you're doing a short like that, you can have 8 to 10 people, but you need 50. You bring a lot of clothes and a lot of masks because it was like a crazed devil cult worshipers. And you can switch everybody out into different clothes, put different masks on them. And now it looks like you have a cast of 50 to 60 people, but you only have 8.
Wow. You know, we are so excited to have you here. And we're going to come back with you, sweetheart, and you're going to ask him some questions about, you know, your age and what would you do to help audition her. We have 2 VIP guests that are on the line.
We
Eric,
do.
Welcome.
Well, actually, no, we're going to go to somebody else. Special guest here, the great director of Gift of the Heart.
Yes.
Mr. Andrew Heller.
Yes, we have Andrew and Eric. Eric's supposed to be on now as well. We're going to put them both on.
We are.
Great, because both on. I wanted to connect these two because Andrew has a movie called GiftOfTheHeart.com, and I've been working with him ever since the beginning, and he's got Austin St. John, original Power Ranger, John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard. Welcome, cool. Andrew.
Hi, welcome, everybody.
Hi. Hi. Andrew, hold on a second. Let's get Eric on because he's working with a huge donation of the
kids. It's already on.
Oh, Eric, hi.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
I have my own theme music, if you don't mind. Okay.
Yeah, I see you on your tour bus. I am so jealous. I remember those days when I took an artist.
I'm kidding. I'm so glad to be on your show, Donna. And I apologize. The time difference was off. So, nice to meet everybody. I'm Eric Zuli. I'm one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. I'm here to support Don. And we have a social network if anybody wants to check it out, easywayaccess.com, letter E, letter Z.
So tell us what you're doing.
Hey, Eric, I've actually watched you on the tour bus the other day, and I'm going, damn, that looks better than my apartment.
I love it. Yeah, no, we're trying to hit community to community and teach them how to self-sustain. And actually, we work with cryptocurrency and the minings and kind of how you can create your own money, and then you can work with influencers to give back. And that tour bus, we have a show on our network. I'm with the Holyfield Network. I'm actually the CMO of a major TV network, and we're going to have that tour bus on television going from community to community. And it's going to be a show about baby boomers and technology. It's going to be quite funny.
So
well, I actually sent you a message the other day. Sorry, Don, I know you want to interject, but I sent you a message the other day because I wanted to connect with you. Don wanted you and I to talk because I'm making a movie that is the first in history to have a mission statement that helps kids with cancer. We're going to be donating a large portion of our net profit to kids with cancer. And we're trying to get the rest of our budget together so that we can get it done. We've got global distribution. We've got stars. We've got everything we need. We just don't have the rest of the money we need to get it finished. And she said, you need to talk to Eric.
So, well, you know, we can definitely connect through Don. We can definitely connect through Don. And if you go to Easy Way Access, easywayaccess.com, that's the best way to connect not only to me, but to our Easy Way family. And many amazing influencers like myself that want to do it, you know, make a difference. And I do work with American Cancer Society. I actually am the consultant for their entire text to donate platform. And so any way we can help with cancer, my dad, you know, almost died of cancer, and he's a survivor. So I'm very passionate about cancer. Right. I'd love to help in any way I can.
Well, Eric,
well, if you go to giftoftheheart.com, you'll see everything that we're doing. You'll see the trailer. You'll see our mission statement. You'll see the whole reason why we're doing what we're doing. And why people are involved. I'm getting ready to go on a 3-week tour with what I call my Crusader Mobile. You'll actually see a picture of it on the website. It's all dressed up, and it looks like a Christmas tree, but people love it. They like to take pictures of it, and it has a big heart on top. It says a gift of the heart.com.
That is so cool. Well, Don, make sure you do a group chat on Facebook or Easeway Access and introduce us. I'd love to look more into it and see what I can do to help.
Perfect. And
no, absolutely. I would really appreciate that, and I look forward to talking to you more about it, because this really is a great purpose. We've got global distribution, and I've been working with a guy that worked with Paramount and Fox for over 30 years, and we're finishing up the final draft of the script and cleaning it. So we took it from a really, really good script to now a blockbuster. He's also a funder. He's giving us money for the film on top of that. And he's talking about 3,000 theaters in the U.S. So that's going to give us a huge launching pad to be able to go out and help kids with cancer and help, you know, families that really need it. And the way I have it platformed is 90% of all that net is going to go where it's supposed to go, so that our overhead is low. We're not buying cars. We're not hiring an office staff. We're not getting an office building. We're purposing the money to where we want it to go. And we're going to personally, and I have beauty queens that are going to do this, deliver checks to kids and families in the hospital.
Wow. Right.
So we really want to change the dynamic globally.
So, Andrew, I know we're so tight on this show today. We have such a full house, but we're going to do more in-depth. We're going to do a live Facebook feed very soon as well. And, Andrew, I want to thank you. I'll connect the two of you. And I've got to get back to Eric, because we have like 5 guests in-house today. And we want to thank you so much at giftoftheheart.com. Please go and support his journey and what he believes in. And, Andrew, thank you for calling in. God bless you.
And, guys, really commendable that you're doing that. Very commendable.
Yeah, super cool.
I really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Spread the word. Dawn is fantastic. She's been there since day one. I love her to death. She's top of my list. You know, whatever Frankie said, top of the list, you know?
Wow. And I love your word, guys, fabulous.
absolutely fabulous. That's my word, fabulous.
That's right.
Okay. So, love to talk to you guys soon, and God bless the rest of your show. And enjoy. Thank you again, Dawn. Eric, look forward to talking to you soon, and everyone else that's on the line. God bless you. Have a
great day. Shoot me a message, man. I'll look for your message right now. Shoot me a message on Facebook. We'll talk.
Yes, Eric, also, too, is Let's Go In. You're pushing a couple artists and some major things on your show. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, I worked with Akon and Convict Music for a very long time. I was an in-house host with them. And I've been helping artists. I created a channel called What You Need TV, which now today has like 14 million viewers. And the whole premise of it was what you need to know to succeed your goals. So, I mean, not just artists. We help anybody that has a brand. And really, we talk to more established influencers that are willing to talk to up-and-comers to help them grow. And then we build them platforms to help them grow that much more and guide them to grow properly. Versus doing it the hard way. That's where the brand came in, the whole easy way thing.
So, Eric, mm-hmm. This is Nisi P. Is there an age limit that you're particularly working with, or no?
No, we worked with kids. We worked with baby boomers. In fact, we've helped a lot of the bigger groups. I mean, I worked with the Bahamans. You know, who let the dogs out?
Right.
Wait, Eric. I hear that every day on the sailboat when the pirate ship comes by.
I love that song.
Shout out to them. They're great guys, and you know, they got, from what I hear, they got something new, you know, be coming out soon. So.
Okay.
And tell us about the tour that you're going on right now. Where you're headed to?
Well, it's not a tour that we're going on. We're creating a tour to help communities self-sustain. We work with a company called Safe Solutions Now, which is a bunch of doctors and a bunch of like-minded, you know, successful people that really want to, you know, kind of shift where this world is now today. I mean, you're seeing some amazing spiritual warfare. I'm just going to go on and say it, you know, and there's certain people that are coming together as a coalition that want to do, you know, want to create a different pathway for people to walk on. And it's just beyond incredible. I know we don't have enough time, but you can, again, if you go to easywayaccess.com, all of these people are on my network, and we're always posting amazing stuff. So you can interact with it and check it out. And it's just, I mean, the event we got on March 24th, all these people are going to be there. So if anybody wants to come, since this is Dawn and I'm coming on her show, I'll give away 10 free tickets, you know, to anybody that wants to come to the event. We have people like the president of the NFL Association Los Angeles, you know, franchise owners of Popeye's Chicken, the co-founder of the Entertainment Television might be there. He's one of my mentors. I honored him in 2013. You know, Kate Linder from Young and the Restless, you know, major doctors, just some huge major people. And so the networking is incredible, and we're going to be teaching how to digitally monetize and how to keep up with your business in the digital transition that's happening nowadays, because everything is new now. And all the baby boomers are wondering on how to stabilize their business, and, you know, that's what we do. But we're going to be coming out with so many different platforms and tools to make it work for a business owner or an influencer that wants to make a difference. It's just beyond incredible. It'll be live, too. So if you can't be there in person, just message me on Facebook or email easywaynetwork@gmail.com. You know, and we'll let you know the information on how to watch it live. And it's just incredible. That was good.
Super cool. Eric, I can't wait to do a live video feed so we can go more in depth, like a documentary on you. You're truly amazing, inspiring man. And I love what you're doing with your promotion and everything on social media. You are such an icon in the industry. And I want to thank you for joining in. And I know Andrew said he can't add you because you have too many people. So I'm going to send you his phone number. Alrighty?
Yeah, message me. I apologize. Yeah, thanks so much, Don. It was a pleasure meeting everybody. Remember, keep doing it the easy way. We have a family that helps one another. It's that simple. You know, you're growing a garden, and you're stomping out the snakes, and we're plucking the weeds. And
oh,
we're, you know,
goodness.
Getting, you know, that's what we're doing. So check us out, easywaynetwork.com. I appreciate it, Don. And anybody else that's on, again, I apologize for coming on a little bit late. You know, just difference in time zone. I just got off my show, actually, with one of the most powerful, influential women in the world on TEDx and all that stuff. And so I just did a show. So if you want to go check it out, it's going to be on ericzuli.com/shows here in the next 5 minutes or so. Don, you're awesome.
Thank you.
We'll talk off air.
Thank you so much. And this song is for you. Wait, no, that's who not let the dogs out.
No.
Wait, Peter, that's the wrong song.
He says no.
No? Who let the dogs out?
There it is. Yeah, no, that's it. Just takes a bit
to
get
there. Peter's shaking his head like dog. There we go. That's for you. Bye, Eric.
Bye, Eric.
Bye-bye, guys. Bye-bye.
That was cool, Peter.
I know. I'm like, no, I know that. Like hearing that. So, anyways, we're going to, it's 6:29 p.m. And Carrie, you've got a couple shout-outs I'm going to give you real quick, and we're going to talk to you. We're coming back to Joel on more things, and you have some questions for Joel as a film director and actress. Are you ready in a few minutes? Okay, so Carrie, you have some shout-outs, and then also you have some, you are with David Yates at the aquarium today. Tell us about that.
Yes, I went to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium to meet Winter and all the lovely staff that they have there. And the one thing that I did learn about the aquarium is that they don't house the wildlife there. They try to rehabilitate them to get them back out into their natural habitat.
Now, you saw the movie Dolphin Tale, right?
I did see that one.
And how did you enjoy that movie?
I cried.
How was it to see the experience of walking through where you watch it again and you're going to know that you were there?
Right. I know. I can't wait to go home and watch it again. It's going to be just the goosebumps that I got.
Very cool.
From being in there and knowing what they did to save that dolphin's life. And Winter is just so cute.
Well, amazing. You know, also you have a shout out for somebody you want to give.
Oh, yes. I would like to wish my beautiful 25-year-old daughter a very, very happy birthday.
Aww.
As happy I'm birthday. Celebrating here in Florida for her.
Who sings? Who sings? Anybody sing?
Yeah.
Peter, you sing?
I can give it a try, but I don't know if you want to hear it.
Peter, yes, your voice is better than mine today.
All right, let me see if I can do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Selena.
Daughter.
Selena.
Happy
Happy birthday to you.
That is Peter's first appearance in singing.
Thank
I'm
you.
Impressed.
Great job,
I'm
Peter.
Impressed.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. I try.
Super cool. So we're going to go back to our beautiful reporter here just for a minute. And now, Joel, I want to ask you, we're going to switch microphones real quick. I know it's a sharing day. Unless Peter can come back here and help me with another, I don't know how many headphones we have extra.
Thank you.
But in the meantime, now you're an actress, and how would you audition? Could you maybe do like a live audition with her? I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but, or what would you do with her age if they came in? And, yeah.
I would. Well, first of all, I have to say Peter's rendition was great. But I have a Facebook thing every day, because some people go, "Oh, that's so stupid." But my thought is, if I can make somebody's day a little better with a happy birthday video, I do that. So
aww.
I have every day I go on Facebook, and whatever, if it's 23 people or six or more, whatever it is, I have this big long video where I do all these impressions of William Shatner and the Hulk and Captain Kirk, and they're all singing happy birthday in their own ways.
Nice.
Clint Eastwood starts out by saying, "I don't do happy birthday. Oh, all right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Selena. Happy birthday to you. Now let me go kill somebody."
Wow.
But each one,
nice.
there's a Shatner in there. "Happy birthday to you. Happy," and then Peter Lorre, "Happy birthday," and there's Pee Wee Herman, "Happy birthday, Selena." So everybody gets a birthday, and a lot of people write me back and go, "Oh, thank you for all these celebrities telling me happy birthday."
Oh, that is so cool.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I got to go home and do that yet tonight.
There you go. Do the William Shatner one. That's one. Oh. Do that one.
So how would you audition this? And you're 12, right?
I'm nine.
Oh. I keep thinking she's older. My goodness. Oh, my gosh. She's 9 years old.
If I would have lines for her to say, just like I had for John Humphreys, and then I would just say, I want you to read this, and then I would have in a script for you, and if the lines were like, my mind's always horror, so I try and think other places too, action and stuff, you know. Oh, okay, a good one is from Commando. I would use my own lines, but because I'm remembering that this was an awesome line in Commando. And Peter, maybe you can help me. The girl in that is all grown up now, but she was little then. I think she was on Charmed.
That would be Alyssa Milano.
That's it. Melissa Milano.
Yeah. Melissa Milano,
yes. The bad guy, and so I would have her say, this is what I would have you say. The bad guy says to you, "Pretty soon you will be with your daddy. Won't that make you happy, little girl?" And your line would be, "Not as happy as seeing him smash your face in." Say that.
"Not as happy as seeing your fresh mason.
Smash your face in.
Smash your face in."
Right, but then you'd have to do it like you'd have to put a lot of emotion behind it. So when he's saying it to you, he's trying to be your friend. So he's trying to say, "You're going to see your daddy pretty soon. Won't that make you happy, little girl?" She's very smart aleck about it. So she's like, "Not as happy as seeing him smash your face in.
Not as much as seeing your face smash in."
It's easier to have the lines in front of you. But yes, that
very
would be it. Because Schwarzenegger goes through everything in that movie. And then when the guy says that, won't it be nice to see your daddy again? And then just like that, she's very smart alecky, and she's being taken by the bad guys, and she's going to be, you know, whatever. And then she just comes back with him with a, "Not as happy as it'll be to see him smash your face in," meaning when her daddy gets a hold of him for taking his daughter away, he's going to get it. So that's what I would do. If you're going to have an audition, you'd have the lines in front of you, and then I would say, just deliver the lines, and then I might say, do it more like this. And a lot of guys won't, they'll just say, do the lines, but you kind of know what you're looking for when you're shooting a movie, so I would say, this is how I want you to do it in the movie, and that's how I do it. And that was good, by the way.
Thank you.
Yay!
You're welcome.
So in the meantime, Carrie, we're going to talk to you real quick about the World's Tourism Pageant. Now, of course, I am excited. I won the Florida title, and I'm in the pageant world because I like to get my Fitbit steps every day, and it gets me motivated. But, you know, I was a Florida title holder, and then I won another title called the World's Classic Miss Global Tourism for media. And we're so excited. This is an opportunity for me to go to Nashville's in Tennessee this year, and we're really excited. There's a preparation that you do, and as a reporter, reporter, I'm trying to let all my other girls know how important it is. Media opened the door for you a lot this weekend, being one of my reporters, correct?
I'm hoping so. I did win the global tourism title the first year that I ran, but I wasn't doing any type of media like this. I was just in the newspaper a lot for all the volunteer work that I did to help my community out.
Right. And you've been doing the Michigan snowmobile races, and it was burly cold up there, I saw. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes, it's still very cold.
Now, have you noticed with media IDs with me, what has that done for you? Does that open doors for you?
It has. Most of everything that I have gone to this weekend has not cost me anything but my time and my sister's time, which I have to give a shout-out to her and say thank you very much for being here to help me out. But all the different events that I've been into with the Tropics Boat Tours, Marine Land, Ripley's Believe It or Not, and I did that one without you.
I'm proud of you.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I did. I showed my ID, told them what I had to offer them for coverage of it, and they had a manager come down, and they said, come on through.
Wow. And that's going to go on the VH2.TV network coming up. They're launching in March. So all the Beauty Queen reporters that we have under the World Tourism Pageant and my regular reporters, whatever footage will be going together on our show. So we're excited about that. We'd also like to shout out to MyPillow.com. And if we can find that commercial, Peter, I know it's kind of quick, but if we can, make sure you get a good night's sleep, as I do, and put in the promo code BEACH and help support our show. So anyways, but... Denise, you have something exciting coming up that we're working on Friday, March 16th. And tell us about our amazing promoter friend that is putting this black tie red carpet event at 5 o'clock. And guess who's going to our red carpet event? Yay!
You are. Well, this is with Miss Kitra Williams, and she is going to be doing the Agape Awards. And so we're really, really excited about this. She's been promoting this for quite a while now. It's going to take place in Orlando, Florida. And so we are very, very excited. And especially now since we have all these beautiful young ladies that's going to participate on the red carpet.
Right. And give the phone number.
The phone number for Ms. Williams is 901-707-1662.
That's right. And we'll be there. It's exciting and a lot of fun things. So, Peter... who do we have on the phone? Are we good?
Well, we got the commercials. Do you want to go to these commercials real quick?
I do, actually.
All right, let's do it.
All right, what one are we playing?
We're playing MyPillow. We're playing Tampa Bay Film Society.
Yes.
We're playing VH2. And then we're coming back with the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections, Don Reese and NACP. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. In collaboration with VH2 Network, we are always looking for entertaining ideas and larger-than-life personalities that will become the next great television series. Yeah. If you have an idea for TV or show or special, let us know. If you know an amazing character doing exceptional things, let us know that too. If you've been turned away from other networks, we would like to work with you. VH, welcome home. Your search is over. I'm Dawn Reese. Call 727-871-7788 and go to www.vh2.tv. So, Peter, I am so excited. I have to give my news. I've been teasing my audience the last couple of weeks on a couple of things. And do I hear like a cruise ship sound that I sent you? There's a, you know, in the morning we're in the sailboat. We always hear something of one of the boats making that horn sound. We got something. Yep, that's it. Hold on. This is so cool. You got to hear this. Oh, yeah. Take me on a cruise?
Yeah,
who likes to cruise? Like it.
Old man rhythm is in my shoes.
Okay.
It's no use to sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest. You've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
All right.
I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So here is our announcement. Me and my husband are so excited. We wanted to do something different in the entertainment industry and doing some fun stuff. And but we do that on red carpets, and he helps me. But, you know, I want him really to get involved in the travel industry, and he's excited. So guess what? We have a franchise owner partnership with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers. So we've been in training, and I want everybody to go to www.cruiseshipcenters.com. Now, it's going to be /Dawn Arnold. That is my married name. I have a, it's Fly Like an Eagle. So www.cruiseshipcenters.com/Dawn Arnold. So I put it on my social media. I'll put it on my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram. And if you have a quote for a cruise, but here's the cool thing, you can sign up to win a free cruise. And they do give free cruises away. So we are ready to rock and roll and take you on that next cruise. And we got something really cool, Denise. We've got a promoter that we're working on something really huge that wants to take the whole ship.
Okay.
And this is coming up. And I can't give you the insights yet because people would take the idea, of course. So we will let you know. This is coming up next February that we're working on. So I will let everyone know about that. So www.cruiseshipcenters.com/Dawn Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. Check us out.
Okay, so if we win this cruise, where are we going?
I don't know. It says anywhere you want. They have a river cruise they're giving away right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
I know.
I am definitely going to enter that one.
Yes. And put down if you're interested. Like my nephew, we just matched something that we were doing with Carnival with him. So there's an opportunity for you that we can help you. If you know, and they, you know, they take deposits down and they can work with you and we can work with you.
Right.
So you don't have to come up with all of that at once. So super cool. If you like to cruise, I went on my first cruise last year. It was so, so amazing.
Where did you go?
You know, I worked for the Comic-Con event and they had The Walking Dead. They had Millie.
I love
what
that
was the show?
That's
Millie?
My favorite show.
Remember Millie? Everybody was in her, like, was it Millie? All these shows. Galaxy of Quest. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Say, give me a shout out here. Peter, do you know what I'm talking about? Millie was a big thing. Was it One or no? It was all the shows on last year that was really big. I just went blank on the name, but everybody dressed as Millie. Remember? It was a blonde. Do you remember that TV show?
No,
I
don't.
It was a series on Netflix, but they had the guest all from...
Oh, it's Frankie and... is that what it is?
No, close, but not, we'll let you know.
Okay, we'll find out.
I'll go back to sleep now.
That's okay. That's
I need to watch more Netflix.
I know.
So, I work here a lot.
I know. So anyways, but we went from, actually, they gave us a free cruise, actually, but it wasn't because of the promotion I've been doing on the radio, but it was from here, from Tampa to Key West to Cozumel, Mexico. And it was 4 nights, and it was so much fun.
Wow.
And so there's an opportunity, you know, for everyone to enjoy their favorite cruise. And please, you can call 727-871-7788. And we'll give you that information. So here we are. Now tell us about the World Tourism Pageants and the website.
The World's Miss Tourism Pageant is a pageant for women and girls of all ages starting at 5 to compete at nationals. And if anybody is interested, they can enter at large. And if they go to www.worlds, MissTourismPageant.com.
And it's for all ages. Denise, you should enter.
Oh, God.
You should go in the misses.
I have 2 11-year-olds that would be perfect for that.
No, you'd be perfect.
Okay.
You would be perfect. Quincy could sing.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry.
That sounds wonderful.
I know.
Okay, that sounds fun.
We're going to get you hooked up with Terry.
Okay, that works
Oh, he
can
serenade the women on stage.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And he loves to do roses things. He throws roses out to young ladies, and he loves doing
that. Oh, we have to talk on that. Yes. That's so cool. So, Peter, we're going to just do our little Hawaiian intro. We have a reporter in Hawaii that we had the opportunity, and we have a little music that I found from Don Ho. Wait, can you hear this? Hold on. Not that one. Nope, that's Little Grashak. It's a little further down, Peter. That one makes me want to do this. My mother used to teach Hawaiian music.
Oh, yeah.
Just slide it down a little bit more.
Little grass skirt. That works. I love grass skirts.
Keep going. There's 2 songs on that track. It's a long song. Here we go. Oh, here we go. All right.
Can't you see yourself on the beach with the ukulele and the last skirt?
I don't really see a difference. It's Don Ho, come on. I'm already
watch
in the Hawaiian
show.
Mood.
Hey, hang on. Wait.
Remember that?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I love that, Carrie. Do that again.
Oh, wait, Carrie, what's Carrie doing? Oh, there, she's got the arms moving. Have you done the white dance?
No.
I'm from Michigan. So let's go into Heather's daughter's interview, and she's going to introduce herself real quick here, and then we're going to come back with Joel, and he's going to play his trailer and talk about his movie that he just got finished. And we're so proud of her out in Aloha. What is it? Mohala, right?
Yeah.
Mohala.
Mohala.
All right. We'll be right back.
Folks, my name is Tuya Lafi, reporting for Hollywood Connections in the World Tourism Pageant. And right now, I'm going to interview Mr. John Bevere, a public speaker and a best-selling author. So, Mr. John, please tell me, who inspired you to be a public speaker and an author?
Well, you know, Tuila, honestly, it was the Lord. I was away from God. I got saved in my fraternity. And when I did, I started praying. And the more I prayed, the more I felt drawn to ministry. And then I just, after about a year of fighting it, one day I said, okay, God, I'll do it. And the rest is history. So I started serving in a church, and then it moved towards traveling and speaking and then authoring.
That is awesome. So my mom's a huge fan of your wife. And
okay. So I'm a huge fan of my wife.
I was wondering if you're the one who inspired her to do her job or if the Lord just called her.
Well, the Lord did call her, but here's the deal. I pushed her out. She didn't want to speak because, you know, Lisa lost her right eye to cancer when she was 5 years old. So she got out of public speaking in high school, which was required. And when we were youth pastors way back in the mid-1980s, I said, Lisa's going to speak next week, and I would surprise her. And she was so upset all week long. She goes, no, I'm not the youth pastor. You are. And I said, no, you're going to do it because you have a lot to give. And she'd get up and knock it out of the park, right? So I just kept kind of doing that. And one day, the Holy Spirit came into her room, in her hotel room, while I was preaching, and really dealt with her and said, I've called you to preach the gospel to women. Are you going to do it? And she said, yes.
Wow. So people, you know, they don't expect women to teach in the church. What are some of the reactions of the people who listen to your wife's speech?
Well, most people receive from her. Very few people nowadays have a problem with women speaking in the church. And the reason is they realize that people took 3 scriptures out of context in the New Testament. First of all, you have to realize all 3 scriptures were written to Greek churches. Greek goddesses were big back then. And in those cities in Greece, many times women would almost just say, hey, I'm a woman, you're a man, I have authority over you. So Paul had to deal with that with those 3. But if you look at the prophet Joel, he said, your sons and daughters, men servants and maidservants will speak my word. If you look at the psalmist, he said, God proclaimed his word, and great is the company of women who preached it. If you look at Jesus, Jesus sent Mary Magdalene to proclaim his resurrection. Yeah. She was the first evangelist. It wasn't a man, it was a woman. Yeah. So if you look at the overall counsel of Scripture, it's very clear. God has called men and women to preach. That means he's called you to preach, Tuwila.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. John. And so once again, that's Tuwila Laffey reporting for Hollywood Connections and the World Tourism Pageant. Reporting live from Hilo, Hawaii, is Tuwila Laffey and Mr. John Revere. Have a good day.
And Carrie, that was one of our tourism girls in Hawaii, and she's adorable, and I know she's 12.
Yes, that was sounded like it was Tallulah.
Yeah.
And I got to meet her with you this summer.
Yeah, I know. And her mom's a flight attendant for, I think, Hawaiian Airlines.
Ready to go out to the phone lines?
Yes, who's on?
Yeah. We got, go ahead, Teresa Velasquez, I believe.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How you doing?
We're great. We're great. I know we were waiting for you to call in again, and we're going to get you on next week. We only have 7 minutes.
But that's okay. I just want to say hello.
Yes, I saw you traveling. Are you? Where's your suitcase and you going? I saw you someplace.
Well, that's for the for Terry. That's Terry Moore, Alexander, you know, the director of the pageant. She wanted us to do something like that, so I went ahead and went to our Stockton Metropolitan Airport here. And I went over there and had somebody take pictures of me, plus some selfies, and just having fun with that. So,
super
yeah.
cool.
Oh, wow.
Super cool.
That sounds fun.
She is so motivating. She's in ballet, and she knows how to stand. And she, every time I'm next to her, I remember I would put my shoulders back because she's a ballerina. Yeah,
right.
She is. Teresa, hold on for a second. Yeah, I know okay. We have a few minutes. Let's go to Joel's trailer. Joel, tell us about the trailer that we're about to hear.
Well, the trailer, we couldn't find the Nakota trailer. I don't know why. It's not under Joel D. Nakota, but we did find the Lost Faith trailer. It's the Lost Faith 2012 trailer, I think. But it tells the whole story of Steve Nakota, so that's what's in this trailer now.
Okay, let's hit it. Doing some social media promoting our show as well as the Sports
right.
Web. I know Peter, he's some phenomenal. He's fabulous.
Thank you.
So, he is wonderful.
Appreciate it.
I know.
Thank
so,
you.
Joel, this is what's coming in right now. People are asking, where can they send scores for movies? Or like Denise, your husband's an amazing singer.
Yes.
Do you take press kits? Do you have one with you, Denise?
Yes, I do.
Well, here we go. But where can they send scores for movies, you know, their music to you?
I just have people touch base with me on Facebook, actually. Because most of the ones you're going to get are like that. Someone's going to say, I can do the music for you. It's going to cost you a quarter grand. And my budgets are so tiny that, I pull in favors from people. Toshi Hariaki in Japan, he's a good friend of mine. And he does a lot of soundtracks for independent film guys. And he did the music for Nakota. He also did it for my movie Slasher Weekend and Dead End and Battlesuit. So a lot of stuff like that. So that's kind of how I work. The other ones, they're going to want a lot of money for it. And if it gets into a lot of money and releases and contracts, I'm not big enough for that. I let Spike Lee handle all that stuff.
Well, I got you.
Tell us where they can reach you again.
Right.
They can reach me on, if they want to go on, just on Facebook's the easiest way, probably. I mean, there's like 16 things there for Facebook, but just go to my the one I use the most is Joel D. Weinkoop. Joel, middle initial D, last name W-Y-N-K. KOOP, and they can hit me on Facebook because all my stuff is there.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have some after interviews with you and some of the guests here before they head out. She's going back to Michigan soon. But I do have to give a shout out to Wave Runner Rentals in Clearwater Beach on 23 Causeway Boulevard, slip 21 and 22 in Clearwater. Call 727-445-RIDE. Again, 727-445-RIDE. And say Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese sent you over if you need a day of wave running.
Oh, I'm
going to
check out one of those, really.
There you go. Also, now, we have a few minutes left. Carrie, you have a question to ask one of our Beauty Queen reporters and reporters here. And so she's ready to go. We have a couple of seconds here. Go ahead.
All right. I am just curious as to how and what is your title?
I am Mariana Lintigato, and I am the 2017-2018 Royal International Miss International Role Model.
And you are a very good role model for 9 years old. I can't believe how poised and etiquette you are. You are just beautiful.
Thank you.
And how did you get your title?
Well, first, I competed for the Florida title for Royal International Miss, and I won Miss Florida. I went to Nationals, and I won first runner-up to the Real Divisional title, but then I also won the Role Model title.
Wow. And you're 9. When are you going to be 10? Or are you going to go right to 19?
You know what's super cool? I kind of started this Beauty Queen reporter thing, and I saw a lot of people want to follow me, and all of a sudden I'm seeing some other person doing this and that. I'm like, hey, this world is big enough. We share each other, you know. And but what I try to do, I've had 7.5 years of broadcasting and won the top entertainment award, and the tourism family is actually, they're helping me with reporters. And if you'd like to be one of my reporters as well out there in the land of our StarCom Network listeners tomorrow on 47 stations, you can actually get in touch with me at 727-871-7788. And the reason for that, because I help train you, you get media IDs, I give you a lot of information. As you can see, we're going to just explode with Carrie, all the fun things she's done this last week.
Yes, I can't wait to get home and get all my videos put together and sent down here to you and get them out on the Facebook, and I also have Instagram now, so I can put a lot of my pictures up there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Carrie, give your Facebook.
If you just go to World's Mrs. Great Lakes Tourism, you will find me, or go to Carrie Yipe O'Gorman, K-A-R-I-Y-I-P-E, O'Gorman, O apostrophe G-O-R-M-A-N.
That's right. And so, Peter, let's hit it with Denise's music. Denise, thank you so much. It's been really fun. You're going to be on the red carpet with me coming up on March 16th.
March 16th.
And we have so many more things. The International Christian Film Festival is coming up.
Yes, we are so busy now. This is so cool.
I know. So many more things are happening. And so this music that we're playing is your husband.
This is QC the Entertainer with Chances Are.
We are Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Make sure that you go to my website, Facebook, Dawn Reese Show, and add me, please. I may have to delete some people, but enjoy.
Enjoy.
Give God all the glory and honor, and watch things happen in your life. God bless.
God bless.
Just because my composer sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's a valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the sky are in our eyes. Can't you see you'll always be the one and only one for me? And if you think you could, well, chances are, your chances are awfully